This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
So Jerry played the Shine clip for you guys yesterday from the Andrew Marchand podcast.
Yes,
about,
that's right.
Mike, you know, taking Shine to Del Frisco's for the big succession plan meeting and the lemon cake, the whole thing. Well, that wasn't the only time he discussed a potential return to Fan to take over Afternoon Drive. So I guess let's go back to late 2017 after Craig's arrest and departure from this program. And I guess Mike at the time was gone. Was that the first retirement, perhaps?
It was the first retirement,
all
yes.
Right. So you had a morning show slot open, an Afternoon Drive slot open. And as Shine tells it, he was in talks to possibly team up with the big guy here.
And Boomer was thinking about the afternoons. If Boomer would have picked Afternoons, and he knows this, I would have tried to find the way to move heaven and earth and make that possible. Mm.
And he talked about how great and flexible Chernoff was working with him.
Oh, yes, managed. Very flexible, Chernoff.
He was amazing.
Mean, guy,
yeah,
sort of like almost like a rubber band.
Yeah,
you know.
Well, that's how he tells it. You know, SiriusXM, he had his Time to Shine TV show, so there were a lot of moving parts, and Mark was willing to work with him on figuring all that out.
And of course, I know, and it hurt me at the time, but I know Al was really rooting for the Adam Shine Boomer show at that time in his career, and I was like, you know, it made me, but I, you know, eventually Al and I got over that, but that's what he was rooting for. He was devastated when it didn't happen.
Yeah, definitely, and in the afternoon, that would have been just terrific.
Yeah, ultimately, so I mean, I've told the story. You know, Adam is correct that, you know, I was considering that.
Yes,
100% correct. And I told Andrew Marchand the kind of the same story.
Yeah,
but what you don't understand and you don't see behind the scenes is when I floated this idea to Eddie, Al, and Jerry, I looked at like three guys that looked like they were going to have like a stroke at that moment. Like, we're going to have them. We're going to have them. What about traffic? What about this? What about that? What about my life? What about this? What about that? I mean, it was remarkable.
Shame on them caring about their own lives.
Right,
you know?
Exactly. The way that they
How
did. And then they ganged up on me. And then you came in. And then you all ganged up on me. You blistered the softball team.
That's right. Yep.
You're just throwing everyone yes. right under the bus here, huh?
Well, all I'm saying is that I ended up wanting to stay in the morning anyway, but I floated it through those guys to see what they would think.
And we said, yeah, we'll stay with whatever the new morning show is. Mm-hmm.
So Al wanted Shine with Boomer in the mornings then?
No.
We didn't want him at all. I was being completely facetious.
That was totally sarcasm.
Yeah,
I thought maybe just the afternoon part was sarcasm. Okay.
No.
Very good.
Yeah, 5 hours of hardcore sports talk and then get on the New Jersey Transit back to Bradley Beach.
Forget it. Perfect. That's not happening. Yeah.
Well, you foresaw that would have been the case, and that definitely would have been the case when you listened to Shine here.
But if he would have decided to go to afternoons, I honestly think Boomer and I would have been phenomenal together afternoons. You know, doing a morning show, I'm not a morning show guy. I'm a sports talk guy.
There you go, nuts and bolts.
Yeah, I don't know if I on the other side of that, I don't think I would have enjoyed it as much.
I would agree.
That's true. I like this format a hell of a lot better.
It's Shine trying to do some of the stuff we do.
Do you see the vagina-scented candle, Boomer? And Gwyneth Paltrow put out there? Damn. Let's list some of the vaginas you like to smell in Hollywood. Number five. You know, Al Dukes came up to me the other day and said, did you ever hear of summer penis? Have you heard of summer penis? I guess that's when your penis gets a little bit bigger because of the heat and the humidity. I'll take anything to get my penis a little bit bigger. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? So I watch this show. Guy comes in. He's holding something. It's a vajankle. Have you ever heard of a vajankle? What it is it's a synthetic foot with a vagina on top of it.
Think that would work.
Probably not, right?
No, I don't think so. Think it would work.
And I'm picturing him doing all this because I watch him on Marshan. He's got the pen in the hand. You know, that's a thing for Shine.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
when he does
his
show.
Yeah.
So I'm picturing him doing all this now with the red pen and the red. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like.
No way.
The way he holds it is a very specific way. So he's doing this podcast with Marshan on Zoom and is sitting in his home office with the pen in his hand.
Boomer, I hate to break it to you, but I don't believe those barnacles are real on the polar bear. I don't want to embarrass you or anything, but I don't think we can check that. Can we check that, guys? But I don't think that barnacles can grow on polar bears. I'm not positive, though. I'm not a barnacle guy. I'm not an expert. I've never been to the Arctic, but we can check on that for you. In the meantime, let's talk about the five top moments of the old Yankee Stadium.
Would have been a different world for you, that's for sure. It all worked out as it was meant to be, right?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
There you go. I know you guys did a lot on the Browns yesterday, at least audio with Jerry, with Stefanski, and you had the GM earlier in the week about the Myles Garrett situation. So I guess Garrett's camp sort of volleying back here. Who's going to blink first? According to reports, he is not open to an extension with the Browns as the team remains adamant it will not basically accept his trade request. So apparently they tried to talk to his reps at the Combine this week, and they have, quote, slammed the door on negotiations.
Wow.
So, that's a game of poker right now.
We'll yeah.
See who blinks first.
They have a real chance to rebuild their team. I mean, I think they should be honest about what they have and what they are and the vision they're in and what their quarterback situation is. They could trade him and they could get a few more big-time assets. That would be a way that I would go, but I don't know. I don't think that they want to signal to their fan base that they're trying to rebuild when in actuality that's what they have to do.
Yeah.
Unless they feel like if they get one of these stopgap quarterbacks like a Kirk Cousins or a Joe Flacco back or something.
We'll see. Before I go, because I didn't get to it last hour, a little love for the Islanders. Good win last night.
Sagorai walks the line, risks a shot, blocked down, and cleared away by Horvat, kept in by Lorai. The stick snapped on Geeky. We're down to two. One more chance for Pastrnak. Couldn't bank it home. And the Islanders with a 2-1 regulation win on the road in Boston.
There you go, Brendan Burke. Good win for the Isles on the road as they hang on. Kyle Palmieri scored. Ilya Sorokin stopped 38 shots as the Isles get the 2 points there. You get the Rangers and the Maple Leafs tonight at the Garden. The Nets are playing. We got coverage 720 here on The Fan against Portland. And then you get the Knicks and the Grizzlies in Memphis.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.